Almost eight.
7 o'clock, I'd like to call the meeting order. We rise for the pledge of allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
For the record, for the recording, this is March 26th, zoning board of adjustment for Candia. Present tonight is Judith Thott, I'm Bob Beatron, Ingrid Bird, Boyd Chivers, Ron Howe, Mark Ramakidis, and recording secretary Lisa Galicia. We're gonna have an easy evening of it tonight. The first case, 19-002, has been continued. Are you up to speed on that? You're probably not.
No.
There is a situation where,
Larkins.
Say again?
Larkins.
Yeah, it was a question of who was the owner and who was applying, and were all the abutters, notified? Where do we stand on the abutter notification? Are we up to speed on that now, or do we have to do something in the next couple of weeks?
I have to find the new abutter. I did speak with Ms. Larkin, actually, and I just got their green notice back today. So technically, everybody has been noticed and everybody's been returned.
Okay.
The new owner, I have her name. Her name's Karen. I wrote the last name down. I'll look up their new information. She didn't have any further information for me. And I can resend out all the notices and put the new notice in the newspaper before the next meeting.
Okay, and so who is the applicant? Is it still Ceron, or is it the new owner?
No, it's Ceron.
It's Ceron is the applicant. The representatives are going to be the new owners that are coming in.
But they're not the new owners yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Oh, the property's sold?
It's sold, but in whose name is it now listed?
It's still in Ceron's name, according to our system.
Did the reason nobody's here tonight, did you call all the abutters and tell them this is being continued, or?
I didn't. I've spoken with two of them, though. They called in because they saw the agenda and saw that it was canceled.
Okay.
So
Word of mouth in town is wonderful.
That it was canceled and that they would all be noticed for next month.
Okay.
It was gonna be continued. They were fine with that.
And so the sale won't be complete by then?
No, it is complete.
It's complete.
The deed was passed.
It's gone through. For the new owner, are you talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Then how come Ceron is applying for it and not the owner?
The new owner, or the person that's the owner?
Are you guys talking about?
No, no. Larkin's property, which is an abutting property in fact, Larkin's property was sold.
Right.
When they listed, when they sent out the abutter notices, they sent it to Larkin. Larkin is not an abutter. And Mark let us know that that had passed. And so the new owner purchased that property on the 23rd of February. The notices were sent out on the 3rd or 5th of March. The notices were sent out after the property had been transferred, and so that owner has the right to be notified of what's going on with the property, and so
But the subject property hasn't been sold. Ceron's property hasn't been
No, but Ceron has given a letter for these people to
And abutters' property.
He's not coming before our board.
Which are potential owners of that property.
Okay.
Right.
All right. I'm square on that.
Okay.
Okay. The next item is gonna be the ZBA bylaws, amending the law regarding 21-day application, changing it to 30. I'm not clear on what the protocol is to get that done.
Well, we've already considered this at our last meeting. We agreed the right thing to do is consider it at one meeting and adopt them at a subsequent meeting.
Okay.
And I think this is a subsequent meeting.
That's correct. So if we vote and approve on that, how does that change get into print?
Then she just changes it.
Yeah, I can go in and I can put that in there and then amend. I did look that up, and it does say that two consecutive meetings, that that's how we can amend.
Excellent. All right, do I have a motion then?
I move we amend the bylaws as were discussed at our previous meeting to require a 30-day timeframe for a submission of applications.
Instead of 21?
Instead of 21.
That's correct. Is there a second on that?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now, Lisa, when you amend the bylaws, be sure to put a notation there that this is the date we changed it.
Yes, it'll say, just like there's a cover page, actually, that we're, I don't have mine with me. I think I left it on my desk.
But it says like revised 2008, revised 2015.
Yes, yeah. So it'll say revised, the 2019 will be added.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. So down the road, if anybody wanted to come back and listen to minutes, they could hear what happened.
Yes.
Okay. All right, great.
Okay, that's done.
That's done. Judith Zott, board to consider recommendations for reappointment. Judith, hopefully you're going to stay with us.
If they'll have me.
Yes.
If the Board of Selectmen will reappoint me.
I move this board endorse Judith Zott reappointment recommend it to the Board of Selectmen.
Enthusiastically.
When does it expire? This year?
This month.
May.
This month, okay.
May? I thought it was March.
Nope, May 5th.
Okay. So are you going to jot a note to
them? Yeah,
or
I'll second note it.
You have to do your letter of interest.
I'll do a letter of interest and then I'll bring it in.
Yep. Yeah, and next meeting, you guys
get
just
my printer. I got another new printer.
Even though you just did it, it says two. Yep. So she would put her letter of interest in.
Yep.
We have it on the minutes now. And then next meeting for April.
Yes.
You guys will vote formally and she'll be reappointed.
Yes, correct. Once the BOS blesses her.
It comes from the Board of Selectmen. The Board of Selectmen appoint me.
Yeah.
Right.
We would go to the Board of Selectmen meeting on the 8th. I'll get it in. It'll go to the Board of Selectmen meeting on the 8th.
We're going
to
vote on my motion tonight.
April. Right.
Yeah. And then this board is not going to endorse
her. This was a last minute thing because Ceron came in the last day. Yeah. So when we talked about it last meeting, we might have not had this meeting. So now we have like an extra month for you.
Yeah, to make sure that
a time crunch.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
We don't want her appointment to expire before April. Okay.
It will not anyways. I've spoken with Andrea already. You're good.
Got it? Okay. Yeah. All right.
And that'll be on the agenda for the April meeting.
Yes.
Lisa, when do I expire? That sounds terrible.
Did I just your appointment expire
last year?
It's on my desk. I can get it to you. I think it's 20 and 21 for everybody else, I believe.
20 and 21. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I think there were three of us and we were last year.
Yeah, and that shouldn't be. It should be 2-2-1. I don't know how that happened. It should be 2-2-1.
It could be, but I thought it was three of us.
Yeah.
As long as we're legal.
You know what probably happened is somebody filled out the end of a term and then they just.
Yeah.
And instead of. I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know. Okay. Approval of minutes. Oh, are we all done with Judith Zott?
Did we vote on that motion?
No, we didn't.
No, we did not vote. There was
motion,
a motion.
Second.
Yep.
Yep.
All in favor?
Vote.
Aye.
We're not voting.
So this board does support. One abstention. You get that, Lisa?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good detail.
Okay. Approval of minutes. On my eyeball of them, I didn't see anything that jumped out at me saying, here's something we need to tidy up. Any other comments on that?
No, move the minutes from February 26th to be approved as presented.
Very good. I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good job on the minutes, Lisa.
Thank you.
All
right.
Summarized
really nice.
Nicely.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like,
What else have we to discuss?
I do want to let everybody know in your folders, I put in the new zoning handbook for 2018. It was just passed in December, so that's printed out for you. That's what's clipped together.
And that supersedes the last one?
It does. We were working with the 2015.
Okay.
So this is much more updated and current.
Okay. Did you get that, Judith?
I did get it. Yeah, now I got to go home.
You rely on this thing.
I read this before every meeting. I go down and I read the five criteria for the variance. I think about that variance, like what it means if you say yes, what it means if you say no. How can you say yes? Here are the criteria if you say yes. Here are the criteria to say no. And it's important, especially when we do not grant a variance, that we are very specific about that. That's why I read that part that I wrote up about to grant, to say yes, this is what this means. So that we say, okay, it doesn't meet the spirit of the ordinance, which is the hardest one to, but it doesn't it isn't a hardship because, and then we have to give reasons why there is no inherent hardship. And I think in the case when with Nicosia that our attorney I was very specific and I said there was, if you recall, that there was nothing on this land that made this land different from any other land. And one of the things about hardship is, what is it about this land that makes it so different from every other piece that's so zoned that would give you the right to grant a variance? If there's nothing that makes it any different, there's no hardship.
Yeah.
And so it's really important that those things, and he kept, when we were in court, he kept saying, there is no hardship. There is not, this land is not different from any other land. And we had that right in our decision. So it's important that if we say that, you know, there's whatever the problems that when we go through, that we say the reasons why we're voting no, that it has to be in the decision. And those reasons right. have to be in the decision, because if it goes to court, our attorney relies on what we've said.
And by the time it gets to court, it's too late to add all your thinking to your
absolutely.
To your decision.
Absolutely. That stuff
get
has to
there,
be in there.
Right up front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. It has to be there.
Good job. Hey, we're still waiting to hear on the judge's decision.
He sent me a, and again, I was thinking of this with the thing about back and forth, and I didn't get a chance to talk about that yesterday. It's because I went to court with him, he was sending me things that Nicosia filed an addendum, another addendum to be added. He wanted to add all the minutes of the meetings where we talked about the time when we had the meeting here, when we talked about what we had said, and he quoted all the things that Boyd said, didn't quote any of the things that I said. But anything that was seemed to be in his favor, he quoted those things and submitted all those minutes. And then he tried to add another addendum, and he claimed that there were 65 businesses in town that were in violation, and that the town wasn't doing anything. And so the attorney wrote back. The attorney sent me an email, and he said, "This is what he sent us. I want to file an objection. Do you agree?" And so I would copy Bob on that.
Yeah.
And I'd say, yes, I think you should, and these are the reasons why I think you should. I mean, one of the people he had listed on those 65 people is Mr. Morrill. Mr. Morrill's been dead at least 5 years.
The guy on South Road.
He said, and he wrote tons of vehicles. His son lives there. He has two cars and two that he doesn't use that are in, which is typical. But, I mean, that's not tons of cars. And when I looked at the list, I said to Nate, there are only 11 of these vehicles that have DOT plates. He's talking about somebody with a van, that this person has a van, and this person has a pickup truck. Or
it's a passenger vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, things built on a truck frame they might be used commercially, like a
pickup.
Yeah, the attorney said, the judge said at the hearing, he claimed that he wasn't any different than these other businesses. And she said, certainly you're not equating a carpenter with a pickup truck with a ladder on the top as the same category as a tractor trailer. He said that to the attorney. So,
well, he didn't really help himself by submitting a list of names.
Well, he wanted to add that list, and he was trying to, I was talking to someone, Mark Hardy. Now, Mark Hardy has passed, but apparently his son is now renting out that business, and he claims there were three businesses running at that address. He has some addresses that have two or three businesses there, and he's listed them all separately. I don't know, but anyway.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
A motion to adjourn, yes.
Seconded by?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.